Welcome to Yaka Audios. The New Media Thinking. This is a foundation class for the digital journalism and communication training we offer. Many journalists and media practitioners were trained as print, TV, radio or internet journalists, but multimedia is about telling stories in more than one medium. Many media practitioners still think reaching people with news and information is either through newspaper, TV, radio or internet. Today people have a lot of digital tools and platforms from which not only to access, but contribute to and share news and information. Why is it important for journalists and media houses to tell stories or to reach out to people in more than one medium on these digital tools and platforms, and what platforms are available to enable this? Appreciate the urgent need for change to utilize new media tools to tell multimedia stories. Understanding and appreciating new digital media communication. Whether we talk about digital, multimedia, online or new media journalism and communication, it is clear to many we are talking about the new digital media tools and how they aid journalism and communication. That there are a number of new media tools and platforms to master and utilize to better our journalism and communication is no longer a secret. But to really make the best of the new media tools, we need to change the way we think about journalism and/or communication. Yes. It's all in your head. The ability to think online, mobile or digital is the most important skill a journalist or communicator can acquire or develop today. Yes, you need the practical skills to produce and distribute digital content, make or customize platforms, but it is the mindset that will imagine the digital possibilities of a story, project or communication platform. If you can't develop a digital media mindset, all the digital media training in the world won't help. As early as 2006, the independent study by C. Max McGee, as part of his master's degree program at Northwestern University's McGill School of Journalism, found that changing the way we think as journalists and communicators is the most important skill in new media success. The study surveyed 239 professionals working in online journalism and 199 people who are observing its evolution. Its goal: to define the skills and intangible characteristics that are most important in online newsrooms. The problem is that everybody wants progress but nobody wants change. Ulrich Hagerup, editor-in-chief of Nordisk Media, Aalborg, Denmark. Many journalists producing digital content at the time agreed that what makes online journalism different isn't so much the technical skills as it is a way of thinking. A willingness to learn new things, to multitask and to work in teams were especially appreciated, in addition to other skills that most working journalists already know, such as attention to detail and ability to work under time pressure. The crucial obstacle is the mental one we impose on ourselves in sticking with the belief that our job is to print ink on paper and deliver it with the help of small boys in shorts before 7 a.m., Ulrich Hagerup wrote in the December 2006 Nieman Reports. This change can be a hard one for journalists to make. It means realizing our task is to serve people in our community by telling them useful and entertaining stories through whatever technology they want to use. It is important to appreciate that people today use different media to access news and information, and it is our responsibility, if we want to continue to be relevant, to provide the news on all the possible effective media, not just thinking newspaper, radio or television. Journalists are smart people. Many have already learned how the web and digital technologies allow for non-linear storytelling and are producing text, video and audio stories online. They have learned the power of database reporting and new styles of writing and packaged content for the web and other digital tools. They understand, even appreciate, a new world order where journalists and editors are no longer preaching to the readers/users/viewers. No longer a lecture, news is, indeed, a conversation, vibrant in its many facets, directions, layers and continuum. As many like me have learned, the digital way isn't for propeller heads only. Anyone who can use the web and email has the skills necessary to begin blogging or building multimedia projects. All you need is to open your mind to the possibilities and dip your toe into the water. The new media thinking requires that journalists look at themselves as communicators who have to share the messages they want to reach out to people in any medium or a collection or media that will best serve the audience members, as opposed to thinking of themselves as newspaper, radio, TV or internet journalists. We should be journalists and communicators willing to pass on the message in as more interactive and engaging media possible. The message is best delivered considering the advantages and limitations of different media. If we think back at our communication basics, we shall remember that the message is key to the communication process. So if we are to deliver the message or messages effectively, get and respond to feedback, digital tools present the best opportunity to reach out to more people, to targeted people, and to especially get and respond to their timely and less costly feedback. We know from the history of the media, newspapers, radio and TV have come at different times, with each presenting life-changing opportunities and challenges to preceding ones because of the advantages the different media presented in enabling better communication. The print media enjoyed its share of influence for a long time as the only available media of mass communication till the onset of radio, whose immediate delivery of message to many people at the same time and in more personal voice format shook up the print media industry. But the popularity of radio did not kill newspapers as some had anticipated. When television appeared with its ability to communicate sound and motion pictures to a given connected audience at the same time, many people thought radio, appealing only to sound senses, and newspapers, only appealing to still visual not motion, would collapse. But the huge expense of TV sets, the heavy studio and broadcasting equipment required to transmit TV signals has kept the complete media inaccessible to many people, leave alone its strong attention's demands on time of viewers. TV has, however, grown to become the most popular medium, at least for editorial, journalistic work, in many countries. It is about choosing the best media to deliver particular content plus. With the onset of internet, where a particular message can be sent and accessed across any internet-connected digital device, a more effective media was born, with so many commentators signaling the end of the traditional media, newspapers, radio and television. In some countries, the audience share of traditional media has tremendously reduced due to the pressure of internet as a media of communication, but radio, television and newspapers remain strong media in almost every country of the globe, more than 20 years after most countries started internet-based communications. The limited access to computers and internet, the cost of access, the presence of many tools and platforms on the internet and limited literacy, especially in our African societies, has continued to slow the growth of internet as an effective media of communication. In the new media thinking, we appreciate the importance and significant advantages and limitations of all media and seek to utilize either media to best disseminate our messages and ensure more participatory media, getting feedback and responding accordingly. But the digital tools we refer to as new media present many more advantages for today's communicator and users accessing news and information. New media is multimedia and better. It should be noted that the internet and other digital devices present us the only media that can effectively combine audio, what is distributed on broadcast radio, video, which distributed on television, text and photos, distributed on print, as well as other graphics and interactive interfaces like maps, timelines and visualization. This multimedia nature of the internet has no doubt made it a more effective media to use for communication. In understanding the power of the internet and other digital devices, we just need to ask yourself, if a good photo, still picture, says 1,000 words, how many does a good video say, which combines picture with motion and sound? How many words then does the internet or other digital devices say because it combines video, audio, photos, graphics and other visualizations? New media distributed in many ways to reach people. One key difference of digital or new media is the multitudes of platforms and on gadgets they utilize to distribute and access content. From computers, mobile phones, tablets, e-readers, DVDs, CDs, flash disks to email, social networks and websites, we see a range of interactive means through which content can be distributed, unlike radio set for radio, television set for TV, and printed paper for print. In other words, radio did not technically help expand newspaper content reach, TV didn't expand radio or newspaper content reach, but digital devices, especially those powered by the internet, are not only combining these traditional media into one media, but can enhance their every specific content to reach particular audiences either directly, website readers, online audio and video channel consumers, or more appropriately accessing content on demand through podcasts, videocasts and text articles as searched and followed up at time of need. This is because new media gives content a continuous lifespan that traditional media doesn't. Of course, good content targeting and the user's ability to search is key to good results.